This week, Albany Civic Theater opens a production of Patrick Hamilton's dramatic suspense, Angel Street. Angel Street tells the story of the Manninghams, who live on Angel Street in 19th century London. As the curtain rises, all appears the essence of Victorian tranquility. It is soon apparent, however, that Mr. Manningham, a suavely handsome man, is slowly, intentionally driving his devoted wife, Bella, to the brink of insanity. Inspector Ruff from Scotland Yard is convinced that Manningham is a homicidal maniac. Gradually, the inspector restores Bella's confidence in herself, and as the evidence against Manningham unfolds, theatergoers are treated to some of the most brilliant, suspenseful sequences in modern theater. The production at Albany Civic Theater is directed by Jennifer Van Eiderstein, who joins us now, along with Kevin McNamara, who plays Jack Manningham in Angel Street, and John Sutton, who plays Inspector Ruff. It is a pleasure to have you all here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
So you start previews in 2 days. How are things going?
They're fantastic. I'm really, really happy with where we are. Everyone's doing excellent work, and I can't wait to share it with the world.
Great. How did you choose the show?
It's very different for me as a director, as a project, very much out of my wheelhouse, and so that sort of appealed to me as far as being a suspense and being a period piece. But I love the story, and I particularly love how it ends, so we've had a lot of fun with that.
I bet. So what is it about? Tell us a little bit about the history of the play itself.
Well, one of the cool things about this play that I thought was really cool is that it actually sort of gave rise to the term gaslight as a verb.
Yes.
And the idea of deliberately driving someone insane. So I thought that really made it historical in a sense, that it's been a lasting piece of culture in a psychological way.
Which, of course, a famed movie, Gaslight.
Yes, of course. Yes. There are actually two versions, but yes. I will say that I have never seen either version.
Okay.
I don't actually watch the movies a lot when I watch the play or do a play.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But the play predated that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 1938, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, let us talk to the actors and see how you all got involved in this as well. And what is interesting for you. So, Kevin, what is it like to play Jack Manningham?
Oh, I love it. Because a lot of people say playing a bad guy is more fun than a good guy,
sure.
But a guy who, ostensibly is nice in the beginning of the play, charming, suave, which I like to do also, but very slowly, very soon, you find out that this guy he's a bad guy. But just not just a bad guy, he's like a psycho bad guy, which is fun, because slowly but surely his madness kind of comes out.
And you get to peel away those layers.
Yes, yes. And one of our challenges was to not give it away too soon. I think Jennifer, our director, will say that, you know, because there's temptations to go a little off, because it's mainly dialogue between him and his wife and how he treats his wife. And so we try and be kind of charming and polite to the wife in the beginning, but he keeps dropping hints that he's really is driving her crazy.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, she is looking for ultimately revenge, right?
Only at the very. She's not looking for.
Okay, all right. We don't want to say too much. All right.
I would say that Bella's journey is one of discovering that she is much stronger, and braver than she has given herself credit for, because she's allowed someone else to determine her identity. And by the end, we find her coming back into touch with who she really is and getting that vindication that she deserves.
Enter John Sutton, who plays Inspector Ruff. Tell us, John, what it's like to play this role.
It's a absolutely great role. I really love it. He's the hero. He gets to rescue this woman from God only knows, whether it's death or the insane asylum. My character gets to do it. So it's wonderful, and I'm having a wonderful time doing it.
What is, it's fun to play. I guess I could ask this in different guises to both of you, but it's fun to play the good guy.
It is, yes.
To be the hero. Yeah. And but it's also fun to play the bad guy.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
And what is, because you get to, I don't know, we enjoy seeing that, don't we? We enjoy seeing the depths of evil and strangeness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's melodramatic was one of the, we were reviewed or critiqued by our own board, and they said, keep the melodrama going. And so we thought it would be good if we heard the audience hissing, you know like Snyder yeah. Whiplash almost, without overdoing it. But there's that element of, I'm the bad guy.
That's good. Is that a common practice to be critiqued by your own board?
Absolutely. Having people come in about 2 weeks before you open and sort of give feedback on what they see is the direction that you're going and, where that you can sort of kick it up a notch in places. It's really terrific feedback, and it's been vital to the process, I think.
Well, I'm very glad that works for you, and I'm very glad we don't have that here. Okay.
Peer review.
But I'm very glad it works for you guys. So when you think of the story, how do you want people to leave the theater?
Oh, man. I'd like for them to feel a little bit rattled, but also there should be some sense of relief. Ideally, they're coming along on this journey with Bella, learning things as she learns them, and sometimes figuring them out ahead of her, and desperately wanting her to catch on and wanting her to believe. And at the very end, the way that we're doing it, there should be some moments of, wow, I'm not entirely sure what to think as the lights fade to black. So that's what I'm hoping for. I hope to genuinely scare people a couple of times.
Yeah.
But, I also hope
I think
people...
There's a satisfaction at the end, though, isn't there?
Yeah, I do. I think there will be some satisfaction.
Comeuppance is paid.
Some pondering of the nature of good and evil, perhaps.
Yeah.
And you get to be the hero.
That's true. Yeah.
And then you go off on your white horse and everything is fine.
Absolutely true. It's the culmination of my career.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, because you've been after this guy for a while.
Well, I had 15 years, and I had some early successes in my career that made some notoriety, but this is the capping of it.
That's just a great name, too, Inspector Ruff.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
What do we know about Patrick Hamilton as a playwright?
Oh, that's a really good question. From what I can tell...
I can just Google it if nobody
knows. Yeah.
He's more of a novelist than a playwright, I believe. He only has a couple of plays. And then in his later years, he became more despondent and dark and didn't do so well, I think, or different types of works. But at that point, it was a sterling example of English melodrama when he wrote it in the 30s.
Thank you, John, for that.
Not pretty good. Yeah. The show previews August 27th, and then the shows are the 28th, 29th, 30th, and then you go through September 13th. Mm-hmm. Many theaters are shuttering now, and you guys are sort of just getting started for the season? Or, I mean, your season gets underway?
Yeah, this is the season opener, so yeah. this is how we're kicking it off with, something light and frothy.
Well, that's what we want in the fall, right?
Right.
That's
right.
What we want to think and get, yeah. Absolutely. And then give us just a sense of how Albany Civic Theater runs throughout the year. You do several productions through what we consider, I guess, a school year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Four productions in the full season, and the last one being in the spring.
Can we tout the other plays?
Yes.
After this is Looking for Normal. In the fall, yeah. That's very timely with Caitlin Jennings.
Jenner,
yeah. After that, we're doing a musical, which we haven't done in a while. It's Ain't Misbehavin' in February of 2016. And then we end the season with Laughter on the 23rd Street?
23rd floor.
Sometime I call it the 23rd floor, right? I used to live in Manhattan near 23rd Street. So, yeah, Laughter on the 23rd floor with Neil Simon's comedy. So that should be a lot of fun.
Good stuff. So yeah. All of that coming up. Well, Albany Civic Theater's production of Angel Street has a preview performance this Thursday. It opens on Friday.
Yep. And before we go, I have to give a few shout-outs to Margaret King, who is our stage manager and the president of Albany Civic. She's been phenomenal. And the gorgeous, gorgeous set created by Robin McDuffie.
Amen.
It is absolutely amazing.
And costumes? Costumes by
and
Beth?
Costumes by Beth Ruman that are also spectacular. Mm-hmm. So we've had a wonderful team, and it's just been a really artistic collaboration from everyone.
A lot of good stuff to see, and you can do so at the Albany Civic Theater's production of Angel Street. A preview this Thursday. It opens on Friday. To learn more, visit albanycivictheater.org, albanycivictheater.org. My thanks to Jennifer and to Kevin and John. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
Joe.
You. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.